M27 recording length 27 minutes and 15 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 27 Planetary Nebula M27, NGC 6853, Type 3A plus 2, in Vulpecula Dumbo Nebula M27.jpg, Right Ascension 19, 59.6, H colon M, declination plus 22, 43, Deg colon M, distance 1.25, Cli, visual brightness 7.4, Mag, apparent dimension 8.0x5.7, Arc Min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, the Dumbo Nebula Messier 27, Million 27, NGC 6853, is perhaps the finest planetary nebula in the sky, and was the first planetary nebula ever discovered. On July 12, 1764, Charles Messier discovered this new and fascinating class of objects, and describes this one as an oval nebula without stars. The name Dumbell goes back to the description by John Herschel, who also compared it to a double-headed shot. We happen to see this one approximately from its equatorial plane, approx, left to right in our image. This is similar to our view of another, fainter Messier planetary nebula, M76, which is called the Little Dumbell. From near one pole, it would probably have the shape of a ring, and perhaps look like we view the ring nebula M57. This planetary nebula is certainly the most impressive object of its kind in the sky, as the angular diameter of the luminous body is nearly 6 arc minutes, with a faint halo extending out to over 15, half the apparent diameter of the moon, Millikan 1974. It is also among the brightest, being at most little less luminous with its estimated apparent visual magnitude 7.4 than the brightest, the Helix Nebula NGC 7293 in Aquarius, with 7.3, which however has a much lower surface brightness because of its larger extension. Estimates from Stephen Hines, it is a bit unusual that this planetary is only little fainter photographically, Mag 7.6. The present author, H.F., was surprised how fine this object was seen in his 10x50 binoculars under moderately good conditions, as measured by Soviet astronomer O.N. Chudoacharov from Pulkado, and mentioned by L.H. Eller, Glenn Jones and Verenberg. The bright portion of the nebula is apparently expanding at a rate of 6.8 arc seconds per century, leading to an estimated age of 3,000 to 4,000 years, i.e. the shell ejection probably would have been observable this time ago. It actually happened earlier as the light had to travel all the distance of perhaps about 1,000 light years. She estimated the distance somewhat short at only about 490 li. Another estimate, given by Burnham, has obtained a rate 1.0 arc seconds per century, and an estimated age of 48,000 years. The central star of M27 is quite bright at Mag 13.5, and an extremely hot bluish subdwarf dwarf at about 85,000 K. So the spectral type is given as 07 in the Sky Catalog 2000. K.M. Cudworth of the Yerkes Observatory found that it probably has a faint, Mag 17, yellow companion at 6.5, in position angle 214 deg. Burnham, as for most planetary nebulae, the distance of M27, and thus true dimension and intrinsic luminosity, is not very well known. Hines gives about 800, Kennickel and Jones 975. Malaz/Kramer 1,250 light-years, while other existing estimates reach from 490 to 3,500 light-years. Currently, investigations with the Hubble Space Telescope are under work to determine a more reliable and accurate value for the distance of the Dumbell Nebula. Adopting our value of 1,200 light-years, the intrinsic luminosity of the gaseous nebula is about 100 times that of the Sun, about 0.5 mag absolute, while the star is at about plus 6, one-third of the Sun, and the companion at plus 9.9.5, nearly 100 times fainter than the Sun, all in the visual light part of the electromagnetic spectrum. That the nebula is so much brighter than the star shows that the star emits primarily highly energetic radiation of the non-visible part of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is absorbed by exciting the nebula's gas, and re-emitted by the nebula, at last to a good part in the visible light. Actually, as for almost all planetary nebulae, Most of the visible light is even emitted in one spectral line only, in the green light at 5007 angstrom. See our planetary nebula description. By comparing images of the Dumble Nebula M27, Leo Szondra has discovered a variable star situated in the very outskirts of the nebula which he called Goldilocks variable. This variable can be found in some of our images, namely those of Jack Newton, Peter Sutherland and, faintly, David Mullins in photo, as well as one of the images by John Cefic. Other images such as the one in this page don't show this star, proving its variability. About 2 deg to the west of M27 is an inconspicuous open cluster in GC 6830, containing about 20-30 widely scattered stars. This cluster is about 5,500 light distant. Messier 27 observations and descriptions discovered on July 12, 1764 by Charles Messier. Messier, M27, July 12, 1764 27 19849 meters 27s, 297D21, 41, plus 22D04, 00, nebula without star, discovered in Vulpecula, between the two forepaws, and very near the star 14 of that constellation, at fifth magnitude according to Flamsteed. One can see it well with an ordinary telescope of 3.5 foot Florida. It appears of oval shape, and it contains no star. M. Messier has reported its position on the chart of the comet of 1779, which was engraved for the volume of the Academy of the same year, observed again January 31, 1781, Diom, 4, Membacid for 1771, p. 445-446, first Messier catalog, on July 12, 1764, I have worked on the research of the nebulae, and I have discovered one in the constellation Vulpecula, between the two forepaws, and very near the star of fifth magnitude, the 14th of that constellation, according to the catalogue of Flamsteed. One sees it well in an ordinary refractor of 3.5 feet Florida. I have examined it with a Gregorian telescope which magnified 104 times. It appears in an oval shape. It doesn't contain any star. Its diameter is about 4 minutes of arc. I have compared that nebula with the neighboring star which I have mentioned above 14 Vel. Its right ascension has been concluded at 297D21, 41, and its declination 22D4, 0, north, p. 456-457, 1764.July.12, Ra, 297.21.41, Dec, 2240.B, Diom, 04, a nebula without stars in Vulpecula, between the two forepaws and very near to the star 14 of this constellation, according to Flamsteed, Bode, Bode 67, a nebula, Koehler, Koehler number 6 nebula, in the Fox at the Chest, longitude 5 deg AQR, 305D, latitude 43 deg north, Caroline Herschel September 30, 1782, independently found M27, CWH's note. She saw it again on April 6 and July 23, 1783. William Herschel 1811, PT volume 1811, p. 226-336, here p. 285, 8, of double nebulae with joint nebulosity in addition to the instances referred to in the preceding article of nebulae which are brighter in more than one place. Of nebulae that have more than one center of attraction, I give the following list of what may be called double nebulae. Asterisk, C15 nebulae, including M27, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, scientific papers, volume 2, p. 653, 1782, September 30th, my sister discovered this nebula this evening in Sweeping for Comets. On comparing its place with Messier's nebulae, we find it is his 27. It is very curious with a compound piece. The shape of it, though oval as M. Messier calls it, is rather divided in two. It is situated among a number of small faint stars, but with this compound piece no star is visible in it. I can only make it bear 278. It vanishes with higher powers on account of its feeble light. With 278 the division between the two patches is stronger, because the intermediate faint light vanishes more. 1783, August 2nd. a distant suspicion of its being all stars. I Want Light, 1784, July 19th, SW 241. This nebula I suppose to be a double stratum of stars of a very great extent. The ends next to us are not only resolvable nebulosity. Farther on the nebulosity it is but barely resolvable, and ends at last in milky whitishness of the same appearance as that in Orion. The idea I form of the shape of the strata is this. Drawing follows, these two being laid on each other, A on A and viewed from B, so as to have the small round end of foremost, may produce the appearance of this curious nebula. 1794, October 27th, with 287, 7 feet reflector, I see only two patches of light joined together, like two nebulae without stars, running into one another. There are a few very small stars visible in it, but no more than what in the rest of the heavens are scattered about. They therefore are not connected with the nebula or nebulae. John Herschel, 1833, H 2060. H 2060 equals M27, sweep 166, Augwet 17, 1828, Ra 19852 meters 8.6 as, NPD 67D 43 meters plus slash, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, see Fig 26, a nebula shaped like a dumbbell, with the elliptic outline completed by a feeble nebulous light. Position of the axis of symmetry through the centers of the two chief masses equals, by microm, 30.0 deg, 60.0 deg nf dot dot sp. The diameter of the elliptic light fills a space nearly equal to that between the wires, 7, or 8, not resolvable, but I see on it four distinct stars. 1 equals 12 meters at the SF edge, 2 equals 12.13 meters, almost diametrically opposite, 3 equals 13 meters in the NP quarter, and 1 equals 14.15 meters near the center. Place that of the center. See Fig 26. A nebula shaped like a dumbbell, with the elliptic outline completed by a feeble nebulous light. Position angle of the axis of symmetry through the centers of the two chief masses equals, by micrometer, 30.0 deg, 60.0 deg NF dot dot SP north following to south preceding Nebraska to SW. The diameter of the elliptic light fills a space nearly equal to that between the wires, 7, or 8, not resolvable, but I see on it four distinct stars. 1 equals 12 meters of the south following say, edge, 2 equals 12 to 13 meters, almost diametrically opposite, 3 equals 13 meters in the north preceding no quarter, and 1 sec, equals 14 to 15 meters near the center. Place given as that of the center. Sweep 90, August 24th, 1827, Ra 19852 meters 10.0s, NPD 67D 45 meters 11s, 1830.0. Place the most condensed part of the southern head, diameter in Ra equals 25.0s. A most extraordinary object, VB. An unresolved nebula, shaped something like an hourglass, filled into an oval outline with a much less dense nebulosity. The central gas may be compared to a vertebra or a dumbbell. The southern head is denser than the northern. One or two stars seen in it. The place given is the most condensed part of the southern head. Diameter in Ra equals 25.06 and 1/4. A most extraordinary object. Very bright. An unresolved nebula. Shape something like an hourglass, filled into an oval outline with a much less dense nebulosity. The central gas may be compared to a vertebra or a dumbbell. The southern head is denser than the northern. One or two stars seen in it. Sweep 267, July 13th, 1830, Ra 19852 meters 13.3s, NPD 67D 44 meters 7s, 1830.0. I showed a friend the oval filling up of the outline of this strange object as delineated in SW open square bracket EAP, 266, and he saw it well. Sweep 266, July 12, 1830, Ra 19852 meters 15.0s, NPD 67D 44 meters 14s, 1830.0, like a double-headed shot or a dumbbell, the light perfectly milky. The SP head is a VL brighter. The outline is filled up elliptically with a half nebula Sidias in figure, which, I think, leaves NC as if inclined to form a ring. 2S Street in it and many more near, one close to edge, number 1 of SW166. A most amazing object. Position of greater axis of the elliptic outline equals 117.1 deg, of axis of symmetry 31.4 deg, microm. Like a double-headed shot or a dumbbell, the light perfectly milky. The south preceding SW, head is a very little brighter. The outline is filled up elliptically with a faint nebula Sidias in figure, which, I think, leaves NC as if inclined to form a ring. Two small faint stars are in it and many more near, one close to edge, number 1 of sweep 166. A most amazing object. Position angle of greater axis of the elliptic outline is 117.1 deg, of axis of symmetry 31.4 deg, micrometer. Appendix. Figure on plate X, figure 26, number 2060, million 27, Ra 19852 meters 12s, NPD 67D44, Fig 26, MES 27, Smythe, DCCXXIX 729, M 27, DCCXXIX 27 million Vulpiculi, R 19852 meters 39s, Deck M22D 17.1 mean epoch of observation, 1834.62 August 1834, withdrawing. This is the double-headed shot or dumbbell nebula, on the Fox's breast, close to 14 Vulpiculi. It is about 7 deg to the southeast of Beta Cygni, and nearly halfway between it and the Dolphin. This magnificent and singular object is situated in a crowded vicinity, where field after field is very rich. It was discovered in 1764, and described by Messier as an oval nebula without stars. My instruments, however, show several, of which 3, lying SP south preceding, SW, and NF north following, no, nearly in the same direction with the dumbbell, and 26 is distant, following, are sufficiently remarkable. The two largest are of the 8 and 9 and a half magnitude, and 6 as a part, on an angle equals 73 deg, the latter having a small reddish telescopic companion NF north following, no, Lord Rossville, trans 1844, p 321-324, drawing on plate XVII, fig 26, on his observation with his 3 feet, 36 inch, aperture telescope, plate XIX, fig 26, on the contrary to M1, is a difficult object WRT. Presumable resolution into stars, as Ross thought, it requires an extremely fine night and a tolerably high power. It is then seen to consist of innumerable stars, all background or foreground, mixed with nebulosity, and when we turn the eye from the telescope to the Milky Way, the similarity is so striking that it is impossible not to feel a pretty strong conviction that the nebulosity in both proceeds from the same cause. P 323-324, in some instances, with increasing optical power, the resolvable character has become clearly developed, and in Fig 26, and a further increase of power has shown the object resolved. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4532, GC 4532 equals H 2060 equals M 27, Ra 19853 meters 29.3s, NPD 67D39, 43.0. 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, BIN, ID, Dumble N, 13 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, magnificent, very bright, very large, binuclear, irregularly extended, Dumble Nebula, remark, figures in PT 1833, JH 1833, plate the second, Fig 26. PT 1844, Lord Ross 1844, plate 6, Fig 26, PT 1850, Lord Ross 1850, plate XXXVII, Fig 17, PT 1861, Lord Ross 1861, plate XXXI, Fig 43, Dar, De Rest's inaugural dissertation and description of the Copenhagen Equatorial, 1861. Plate the second, Fig 8, Huggins on the Spectra of Some of the Nebulae, Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 154, 1864, p. 437-444, here p. 441, number 4532, 2060 H 27 million RA 19853 meters 29 S dot 3, and PD 67 D 39, 43, very bright, very large, irregularly extended, dumbbell, in Vulpecula, the light of this nebula, after passing through the prisms, remained concentrated in a bright line corresponding to the brightest of the three lines represented in Fig. 5, plate X. This line appeared nebulous at the edges, no trace of the other lines was perceived, nor was a faint continuous spectrum detected. The bright line was ascertained by a simultaneous comparison with the spectrum of the induction spark, to agree in position with the brightest of the lines of nitrogen. Minute points of light have been observed in this nebula by Lord Rosse, Otto Struve, and others. The spectra of these bright points, especially if continuous like those of stars, are doubtless invisible from excessive faintness. By suitable movements given to the telescope, different portions of the image of the nebula formed in the telescope were caused successively to fall upon the opening of the slit, which was about 1/10 inch by 1/300 inch. This method of observation showed that the light from different parts of the nebula is identical in refrangibility, and varies alone in degree of intensity. p. 442, it is obvious that the nebulae 37HIV, and GC3242, Struve 6, and GC6572, 73HIV, and GC6826, 1HIV, and GC7009, 57 million, 18 HIV, and GC7662, and 27 million can no longer be regarded as aggregations of suns after the order to which our own sun and the fixed stars belong. We have with these objects to do no longer with a special modification only of our own type of suns, but find ourselves in the presence of objects possessing a distinct and peculiar plan of structure. In place of an incandescent solid or liquid body transmitting light of all refrangibilities through an atmosphere which intercepts by absorption a certain number of them, such as our sun appears to be, we must probably regard these objects, or at least their photosurfaces, as enormous masses of luminous gas or vapor, for it is alone from matter in the gaseous state that light consisting of certain definite refrangibilities only, as is the case with the light of these nebulae, is known to be emitted. Classical Memoirs of the Royal Astronomical Society, Volume XXXVI, 36, Drawing on Plate IX, Fig. 35, Dreyer, 1877, GC4532, H2060,027, Drawings in Lassel, Plate IX, Fig. 35, Inset E, Plate IV, Fig. 10, and in Der Est, SN, p. 338. Volume VIII of the Annals of the Observatory of Harvard College, which was received at Bicker Castle in the summer 1877, contains lithographs from drawings by Mr. Tuvalot of the following nebulae: GC116,031, PL33, 1179,042, PL24, Woodbury type, 4230,013, and 4294,092. Place 25, 4355,020, Place 32, 4447,057, Place 34, 4532,027, Place 35, Dreyer, and GC6853, and GC6853 equals GC4532 equals H2060, M27. Ra 19853 meters 33s, and PD 67 D 39.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, Bin, ID, Dumble, equals M27 magnificent, very bright, very large, binuclear, irregularly extended, Dumble. Remark, figures in PT 1833 JH 1833. Plate X, Fig. 26, PT 1844 Lord Rosse 1844, Plate XIX, Fig. 26, PT 1850 Lord Rosse 1850, plate XXXVIII, Fig 17, PT 1861, Lower Ross 1861, plate XXXI, Fig 43, Dr. Rest's inaugural dissertation and description of the Copenhagen Equatorial, 1861, plate II, Fig 8, Last Two Lassel, Memoirs Orates Volume XXXVI, plate IX, Fig 35, P's radial velocities of six nebulae, PASP Volume 27, Number 161, p. 239-240, and 12-1915. 1. Dumble Nebula, the slit was set on the brightest knot in the nebula about 1¾ minutes of arc SP the nucleus. The exposure was 32.5 hours, extending over 5 nights. 4 strong bright lines show, 5007-4959, H beta, H gamma. No continuous spectrum shows. The radial velocity is -63 km/s. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lickobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, NGC 6853, RA equals 19:55.3, DEC equals +22:27. PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VIII, Plate 60, M27, The Dumbbell, Nebula in Vulpecula, Planetary 0SN, The Planetary Nebulae, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 3, P5574, with Lickby/W photo, Fig 11, NGC 6853, 19855.3 meters. +22 D27, the Dumbbell, Nebula in Vulpecula, enlarged 5.3 times from a negative of 2H exposure time, Central Star of Magn, 12.8X4, in PA125 Deg, one of the giants, of the planetary class and of great importance in theories of planetary structure because of the easy visibility of intrinsic details, Relics 20, Content Karasiev Seds, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using SpokenText, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about SpokenText, visit www.spokentext.net.